Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa man walah amma ba'd. Session 51, the ahadith of the end of time. There's many ahadith about in the end of time. The man obey his wife more than obey Allah, and who choose his wife more than his parents. And the parents will become oppressor, and the son will become oppressor. And the rahmah will be lifted little by little, and people will committing too many zulm. If you see what going on, we in it. And we will bury our dead, and we will not learn from it. Why? Why, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving dunya? Loving dunya make you coward, make you weak. We talk about it before, but I have to talk about it again. It make you cripple, it make you imprisonment of yourself. And look at the opposite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, if you want quwwah, without no money and power, فَلْيَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If you want power without no money and status, rely on Allah. What make me weak and wicked inside? What make me scared? What make me cannot do? What make me cannot go forward? Any attachment to dunya make you weak. Any attachment to Allah make you strong. What make us do not able to see and comprehend and belong to Allah? Dunya. What make us do not learn from our death? Meaning the people around us who die. Dunya, ghafla, blindness. I send you a photo of a woman. She is far away relative of my family. All I know for the last 50 years is sick. Even people around her dying, one after another. Her children dying. And she's still living. But what kind of a life? What is the message when I see this photo? Do I want to be like her? Do I want to be in her status? I talk about it before, but I have to remind myself and you. Don't do dhulm. Don't oppress no one. With your tongue, with your thought, with your action. Be vigilant. Be oppressed, but don't be oppressor. We heard, so-and-so is dead, so-and-so is dead, so-and-so is dead. Meaning me next. What I want. What I want. What in my heart after all this? We're supposed to stop. Think. Contemplate. Do I cry for myself? Do I fear for myself? Do I fear for my good ending or bad ending? Is me vigilant about me, what I'm living for? This is a time of reflection. Begging Allah to make it easy for me. One of the dua is a part of a big dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of the meaning of, don't make me live until late age. What it mean? Once people pass 70 and 80, they living dead. They cannot eat, they cannot sleep, they are in pain. They are ill. And they become burden to others. And their life become fitna. Fitna and trial. Ya Allah, is this the dunya we're running after? Is this the dunya we are envy each other for? Is this the dunya we try to accumulate? Accumulate? Imagine how stupid we are and dumb we are when we do not obey Allah. Accumulate? Accumulate what? All the accumulation of dunya is not accumulation. It's actually burden. Is hardship. Because you will, when you die, you will not take anything of your whatever you accumulate. Accumulating in a sickness is an illness. It makes you stuck. Stuck so bad. And the disease increase. And the opposite. The more you are belong to Allah, you're free. You're light. You're strong. You have no fear. You have no worry. You're living moment by moment, day by day, just to try to grab whatever good deed. My dear brother and sister in Islam, there is a time to make dua for the old people, the sick, the illness, the people who are suffering. And make dua for myself. Oh Allah, don't make me an oppressor. And don't make me a partner of oppressor. Give me the power and the strength to be for you. And don't make me a coward and wicked with my shaitan and my nafs. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is running very quick. Very quick. Slip from underneath us. Oh Allah, don't make us blind, Ya Allah. Don't make us weak and wicked, Ya Allah. Don't make us full of dunya, Ya Allah, and snatch the dunya out of our heart and fill our heart with real iman, with loving you, loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving each other for Allah. Oh Allah, give us the humble and humility and the basira and nur. To see the truth and follow it, and see the falsehood and not follow it. Oh Allah, give us strength to rise up above our weak nafs and the evil of our nafs. Protect us from the evil of our nafs and all the shayateen, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, make us among those who gain the wisdom of the death, and worry about death and after death. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.